It was another night of protests in New York. Some were peaceful, some most certainly were not. Vandalism, looting, arrests, as many as 500, and officers injured. Our coverage begins this morning with WCBS reporter Sean Adams in the Bronx.
Vicious attacks on police overnight in the Bronx. A hit-and-run driver hit the gas, plowed into a police sergeant, launched him into the air, and left him with serious injuries on Walton Avenue. On East Fordham Road, looters held down and beat an officer wearing a helmet. He drew his gun. The attackers ran. Along this busy stretch, windows shattered, stores raided. People in the neighborhood are disgusted.
And I totally condemn what is happening. Seriously, I cannot continue with this.
I see it like an excuse for people to steal and do bad things, you know. This is not the right way. It's just making it worse.
It's sad because some people are really protesting the way it should happen to try to get justice for what's going on. But then we have these fools that is just taking the moment and it's sad because you're destroying the community you live in.
Even after the sun came up, thieves struck again. They pried open the metal gate and broke into a cell phone store. Witnesses say it was an organized group, several people with waiting getaway vehicles. In the Bronx, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.